welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering programs from the golden age of radio. I'm your host, Mark Levonier, and coming up in this hour, mystery. Later on, we hear Mr. and Mrs. North from 1950, but right now it's The Adventures of Ellery Queen. You get to play armchair detective with celebrity guest detectives in this May 6th, 1948 broadcast from ABC.
Ellery Queen. In the interests of a safer American home, a happier American community, a more united state, the American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations bring you Ellery Queen, celebrated fighter of crime. As usual, Ellery invites you to match wits with him as he relates the mystery. And before revealing the solution, he gives you a chance to solve it. Tonight, Ellery's guest armchair detective, who will represent you home armchair detectives, is the popular vocalist, Miss Peggy Lee. And now, here's Ellery Queen, your host for the next half hour.
Thank you, Paul Masterson, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we meet Mr. Mark Gallows, who played a very dangerous game. I call it One Diamond. And this is...
Miss Eve Angel, Mr. Queen.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Queen?
Won't you sit down, Miss Angel?
I'd love it.
Notes, Nikki.
Yes, Ellery.
Is this your secretary?
Yes, I'm his secretary.
Miss Angel, Miss Porter.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And what can I do for you, Miss Angel?
Mr. Queen, I've come to invite you for the weekend at the home of my employer.
Well, I'm tempted to say, this is so sudden. Isn't there some mistake?
Oh, no. I'm sure, Mr. Queen, you've heard of Mark Gallows.
Mark Gallows? You worked for Gallows?
I'm Mr. Gallows' secretary.
The Gallows Diamond.
What, Nikki?
The Gallows Diamond, Ellery. It's not been publicly displayed for... How long is it, Miss Angel? 40 or 50 years?
That's the Gallows. You are an efficient secretary, Miss Porter, aren't you?
I do my little best, Miss Angel.
But I don't get this, Miss Angel. I've never met Mr. Gallows. Why should he invite me for a weekend?
Because I asked him to.
Oh. I'm to be your guest?
In a way.
What, Nikki?
Nothing. I just went...
Will you come?
Yes.
Goody, goody, a weekend off.
Oh, no, Nikki. You're coming with me.
For notes, Ellery?
Yes. For notes.
Do come, too, Miss Porter. For notes. Friday afternoon, Mr. Queen, at the Riverdale Estate.
Miss Angel.
Yes?
Why did you ask Mr. Gallows to invite me?
See you Friday. Au revoir.
Interesting.
Yes, isn't she?
No, no, I mean the invitation, Nikki. Of course, this is Gallows doing, not her idea at all.
Want to bet?
Oh, don't be silly, Nikki. There's skullduggery involved.
Is Gallows the type?
Mark Gallows? Don't you know anything about him, Nikki?
Just that he's one of the richest men in America.
He's a misophobe.
A whosophobe?
Afflicted with misophobia, Nikki. Morbid fear of dirt.
Dirt?
Mm-hmm. Gallows is supposed to have a gold-plated washstand in every room he commonly uses, so that he can wash his hands on a second's notice.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's the story. Buys germicides by the gallon, picks strange objects up with a specially sterilized tissue.
Oh, must be rough on his wife.
No, fortunately, he's not married. I wonder what's behind this invitation.
A two-legged word spelled E-V-E.
Oh, no, no, Nikki, she's just bait.
I'll answer it right away, Ellery.
Oh, never mind, Nikki, I'll go. Yes? Nobody here. Who is it? Oh. Oh.
Ellery, what was that? That sounded just like a show. Ellery. Ellery! No, but Ellery, well, you
what
can't.
What are you thinking of, son?
Oh, he's a fool, Inspector.
You're not getting out of this bed, Ellery, and that's that.
But I'm all right, I tell you.
All right.
With a bullet wound in your arm?
It's nothing, just a flesh wound. You heard the doctor.
It's that woman, that's what it is.
Oh, it's not that woman at all, Nikki. It's the whole thing.
You think the attempt on your life is connected with the invitation, son?
When I'm shot at within 2 minutes, Dad? Of course. Somebody followed Eve Angel, guessed her purpose, and tried to rub me out.
But why?
To keep me from going to the Gallows place this weekend, Nikki. Which is why I'll be there if I have to go in an ambulance.
And come back in a hearse. Ellery, be sensible.
You're still shaky. son.
I'm going.
You're not.
I won't let you, Ellery. By gosh, I'm still your father, and you'll do as I say.
And this is the gold room, Mr. Queen.
Really royal, Miss Angel.
That is a washstand, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Porter. By the way, when you meet Mark, I'd suggest you don't offer to shake hands. Germs, you know.
Germs.
I suppose we all have them.
Yes. Let's go out onto the terrace. I want you to meet Mark's other house guests.
Oh, I think that'd be delightful.
We have a sort of international house here this weekend, Mr. Queen.
Oh, really?
Mark and I are Americans. Sidney Duff Brown, the Englishman. Cornelius Van Cleek of Holland. And Reginald Doss, who's an Anglo-Indian.
Oh.
What's the matter, Mr. Queen?
Oh, nothing, Miss Angel. You bumped my sore arm.
Oh, I am sorry. Shot?
Yes. Shot.
Oh, dear. Now I'll have to be so careful not to let you get romantic, Mr. Queen. Oh, by the way, before we go out there, when you meet Mr. Duff Brown, Mr. Van Cleek, and Mr. Doss, could you act just a little mysterious? Just to impress them, you know. The great detective.
Oh, would it make you happy, Miss Angel?
Oh, very.
Then I'll do my best.
This is going to be such an exciting weekend.
Shall we go out?
Yes, I think that would be a good idea.
It's right this way. Oh, there they are. Gentlemen.
Ah, Miss Angel again.
With my guest.
George, I didn't know we were going to have any competition.
Miss Porter and Mr. Queen. Mr. Reginald Doss.
How do you do,
my
Mr.
pleasure.
Doss.
Mr. Cornelius Van Cleek.
Glad to know you.
And Mr. Sidney Duff Brown.
How do you do?
Mr. Duff Brown.
I'll fix something for you people in a moment.
Miss Porter, is it?
That's right, Mr. Van Cleek. Nicky Porter.
Watch Van Cleek, Miss Porter. He's a lady killer.
Or she thinks he is.
Now, don't mind those fellows. What do you do, Miss Porter? Except the beautiful, I mean.
Oh, I work for Mr. Queen here.
Oh, work for him?
In trade? By George, incredible.
This is an amazing country.
Well, not half so amazing as Nikki, Mr. Das. I really don't know what I'd do without her.
Working for Mr. Queen isn't really being in trade, Mr. Duff Brown.
No.
Definitely not. You see, he's Ellery Queen, the famous detective.
Really?
Your drink, Mr. Queen.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Porter. I forgot yours. What can I get you?
Not a thing, thank you.
But the detective, Mr. Queen, this is exciting.
I quite agree with Mr. Das. Are you here socially, Mr. Queen?
Or are you after one of us?
Why, Mr. Van Cleek, do you gentlemen have guilty consciences?
Oh, dear, that's Mark. Yes, Mark.
Is that fellow Queen out there?
Yes.
Bring him in here.
Is Mr. Gallows in the habit of referring to all his guests as that fellow, Miss Angel?
Never mind, Nicky. If you gentlemen will excuse us. Back through this terrace door, Miss Angel?
That's right. This way, please.
Miss Angel, there's something very strange going on
will
here.
Will you come this way,
Nicky?
Please? Right in here.
Oh, there you are. Confounded Eve, you've got to do something about Reeves. He put my newspaper on my desk without spraying it first.
I'll discharge him right away, Mark. Here, I'll get you a sterile.
No, no, don't touch it, Eve. Well, so this is the famous Ellery Queen.
And my secretary, Miss Porter.
How do you do?
I'm afraid, Queen, we've rather put one over on you.
Have you, Mr. Gallon?
Oh, it does seem such a waste, Mark. He's so attractive.
Then you were bait, Miss Angel. All right, Mr. Gallows, now that you've got me here, what next?
Why, Queen, now you leave.
What?
That's right. He served his purpose, my girl. You'll please leave now, Queen. So.
This way out.
Hillary, Queen, are you going to stand here and let these...
No, Nicky. Mr. Gallows...
Oh, dear. He's going to be difficult.
There's no difficulty, Eve, that can be smoothed out with a little money. Send me your bill, Queen, whatever your fee is.
I don't charge fees.
No? Then what do you live on? Nuts.
I don't know exactly what double-dealing intrigue you've whipped up here, Mr. Gallows, but certain things are fairly obvious.
Are they? This interests me, Queen. What's obvious?
You're the owner of one of the most famous diamonds in the world. You have three house guests, Mr. Duff Brown of England, Mr. Das of India, and Mr. Van Cleek of Holland. Now, England is the spearhead of the world's diamond trade. India's Maharajas are the world's greatest collectors of precious stones. Holland is the capital of the world's lapidaries. I'd say Duff Brown, Das, and Van Cleek are here to buy your diamond, Mr. Gallows.
Be quiet. Yes, Mr. Queen?
Why, we're suddenly all politeness.
Why you scheme to have me put in an appearance here, I don't know. But would it interest you, Mr. Gallows, to learn that within minutes of Miss Angel's visit to my home, I was shot at with intent to kill?
Your arm. Mark,
what? Nonsense. That can't have anything to do with me.
Somebody didn't want me to show up here, Mr. Gallows.
You're a writer, aren't you?
Yes.
This is real life. Get out.
Mr. Gallows, you're an idiot. Come on, Nicky.
Excellent. Excellent brandy, Mr. Gallows.
Yes, please.
I'm glad you like it, gentlemen. Now, Eve.
Yes, Mark?
Go out there and close the door and stand in front of it. Keep those long-nosed flunkies of mine away, do you understand?
Mark, you're going to...
Go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, but I wanted to see it.
Eve, I said get out of here.
All right, Mark. Gentlemen, will you excuse me? No, don't bother to get up, please. Have fun.
Thank you for your time.
Well, gentlemen.
I have the very odd feeling, mes confrères, that this is the great moment.
Hadn't you better have someone lock that door, sir?
My estate is well patrolled, F. Brown. Mr. Das, you don't look very interested.
This is an old story with me, Mr. Gallows.
Is it? Then look at this.
For around 150 carats, Mr. Gallows.
162 and three quarters, Mr. Vinclick.
Larger than the Porter Roads from Kimberley.
And of just as fine a water, Duff Brown.
May I examine this, Mr. Gallows?
Certainly, Doss, certainly.
Doss, let me see that.
One moment, Mr. Duff Brown.
The Gallows diamond, colossal.
Hey, my father's wedding gift to my mother. Very sentimental man, my father. His will provided that the stone mustn't be touched for 25 years after my mother's death. Uh-huh. It's been a great trial to me, gentlemen. Very unproductive. Money gathers money. Diamonds gather dust. Does? Do you like it?
Mr. Gallows, it is quite the most superb imitation I have ever seen.
Imitation?
I say, Van Cleek, stop pushing. By George, it's not genuine.
Is it a jest, Mr. Gallows? I have come all the way from Amsterdam.
This is an exact copy. Worthless, of course, but sufficient for you gentlemen to base your bids on.
When may we see that genuine stone, Mr. Gallows?
It won't be exhibited, Van Cleek, until I get what I consider a selling bid, confirmed by the principal for whom you're acting as agent.
I can't say, Mr. Gallows, I feel entirely comfortable. I've never had my integrity questioned before.
Nor I.
Nor I.
I'm sorry. I have to be careful, gentlemen. You force me to show my hand.
What do you mean, sir?
That fellow Queen, the detective whom I had Miss Angel invite a few days ago for the weekend. Actually, she engaged him in my behalf to check up on you gentlemen.
This is intolerable, Mr. Gallows. What is your meaning?
Queen came here today to tell me the result of his investigation. He tells me that one of you was a fraud and an imposter.
Imposter?
Yes. An international jewel thief who's here with forged credentials. Ah. Can you blame me for being careful? Oh, Eve, you should have seen their faces.
You're so clever, Mark.
Yeah, you think I'm not, huh? Oh, I get a kick out of this sort of thing, Eve, outsmarting them. Hey, you don't know these fellows the way I do, Evie. They're canny traders. They take their time.
But they won't in this case, hmm?
Why, they'll fall all over themselves, proving they're not fakes. Each one will rush to make his bid and present me with confirming authority from his principal. Things are going to hum around here, darling. And I'll bet you I get 20% more for the diamond.
Mark.
What?
Look at this.
Hey, is that charred scrap of paper? What is it?
Take it. Read it.
What's the matter with you? Wait till I spray it.
So you invented the story that one of them is a crook, did you? When, of course, all the time they're all honest men.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where'd you find this, Eve?
Living room fireplace. It just missed getting burned. Of course, it doesn't say much.
Wait a minute. This is the beginning of a letter. To me, Eve. I didn't see this.
Neither did I.
Dear Mr. Gallows, we regret that our representative has been delayed. Will not be able to arrive in the United States until May 15th to inspect the Gallows Eve! Eve, my lie was true. One of them is an imposter. Where's the rest of this, Eve? Talk, will you? The envelope, the rest of the letterhead. Who is this from? Which one does this refer to?
Mark, you'll have another attack.
One of them intercepted the mail this morning. He must have been watching for this very letter. Maybe the rest of the letter's in the fireplace. Eve,
Mark, wait a minute. I searched the ashes. This is all that was left.
Get Queen on the phone.
Ellery Queen? But, Mark, he won't come now after...
Get Queen!
Yes, Ellery? Mark Gallows.
Said he'd kept calling me all night, Nicky. What for?
He wouldn't tell me. Said he had to see you and right away.
Did you tell the great Mr. Gallows that Dad and I were out all night on another case?
Yes. Do you want me to call him?
No, Nicky. Anything interesting in the mail this morning?
I haven't finished.
Let's see. Bill, fan letter, special delivery.
Special delivery? I didn't notice it, Ellery.
From Mark Gallows.
From Gallows?
Well, apparently Mr. Gallows is in a tizzy. Let's see. Dear Mr. Queen, you've got to help me. One of my guests is an imposter.
What?
He used me, Nicky, to scare Das, Duff Brown, and Van Cleek into thinking one of them was an imposter to force a quick sale, and then, by gosh, he found out one of them really is.
Oh, serves him right.
Expose the imposter, protect the diamond till the sale goes through, and, Mr. Queen, I'll pay you 10% of the sales price as a fee.
Don't you dare turn him down. I need a raise.
It's this way. The diamond has been buried on my Riverdale estate for years.
Buried?
I enclose a copy of my original map showing the hiding place. If anything should happen to me...
Oh, darn it. I'll take it. Hello.
Nicky?
Oh, Inspector.
Let me talk to Ellery, will you?
Oh, yes, Ellery. It's for you, Inspector.
Dad? Yes, Dad?
Your friend Mark Gallows.
Gallows? Yes, what's happened?
He's committed suicide.
Suicide?
Mark Gallows?
Hanged himself from a rafter in his barn.
Dad, keep everything the way you found it.
What do you mean?
I'm coming right up there.
For what? I tell you, Ellery committed...
Dad, sight unseen. He was murdered. Nicky, come on. Murder.
But, Ellery...
I'm sorry, Dad. It's murder.
I don't know how you can say that, Ellery.
Neither do I. Man found hanging from a rafter, not a clue to a second person.
Look at this rope he was hanged with.
What about it? The rope comes from this barn, Ellery.
It's filthy.
It's what?
He has phobia.
That's it, Nicky. Dad, Gallows suffered from a morbid fear of dirt. Now, there were two ropes in this barn. This dirty one here and that clean one hanging over there. Even approaching death, Gallows would have used the clean one if he was going to hang himself.
Huh?
Gallows was strung up, Dad. And almost certainly by one of those three diamond buyers.
The imposter.
Imposter? What imposter?
No doubt about it, Nicky.
No doubt about what?
Well, I'm afraid we're a little ahead of you on this one, Dad. Are Van Cleek, Das, and Duff Brown still here?
Yes.
You better hold them here for a while and keep them out of my way.
Why? What are you going to do?
Dad, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I give up. You men.
Yeah?
One of you watch the body. The rest of you come with me.
All right, Joe, you better stay here.
Ellery, what are you going to do?
Look, Mr. Gallows over. Turn around, Nicky.
Oh. What are you looking for?
Gallows sent me a copy of the map. Where would he keep the original? I'd say it's an even bet he carried it on him, Nicky.
In a secret pocket, you mean?
Yes. Or here.
What?
Leather pouch around his waist next to the skin.
Is it in there?
No. It's empty.
His killer took the map.
Yes.
But how would the killer know?
About the map? Nicky, do you think you can stand a look at Gallows' face?
Well... awfully dead looking.
And dirty. See here, Nicky.
Dirt around his mouth.
I think our diamond hunter tortured Gallows into telling his secret.
By putting dirt in his mouth. His phobia.
Really nasty, Nicky.
Why are you looking at the copy of the map, Ellery? Killer has the original. Must have dug up the diamond.
I know, Nicky, I know. Let's take a look anyway, shall we?
Why didn't he put the blasted bauble in a bank vault where it belongs?
I think this is exciting.
There is something gold buggish about it, Nicky. Well, let's see. I think this is it.
What's it?
This tree, Dad. It's our starting place. Here, look at Gallows' map.
Guess so. From this tree, you go due south.
And then due west, and X marks the spot. Wonderful.
Due south, due west. But how far? Just says 10 on the first leg and 10 on the second. 10 what? Miles?
Now, don't be sarcastic, Inspector. Not miles or feet or inches either, because then it wouldn't be far enough to cross that brook, and the south leg on the map does cross the brook.
Right, Nicky. Therefore, it must mean yards. Dad, let me have that compass and yardstick, will you?
Here. Due south.
Which is this way. 1 yard, two,
Reeves.
Hey.
What, Inspector?
Look at this, Nicky.
A sort of trail in the grass.
Ellery, see this trail?
I saw it, Dad. I'm right on it.
Killer's been here before us.
Didn't I tell you, Ellery?
Drat it. Come on, Nicky. Here, watch this rope.
Oh, gosh, I'm getting all wet. Buried treasure.
Here's the trail again.
And this is the end of the 10 yards, Dad.
But the trail keeps going, Ellery, in the same direction.
Uh-huh, another yard.
Killer went 11 yards due south. Yeah, and then he turned west.
Two, three, four.
And parallel your route.
A yard away, I don't understand. How far does the map say you've got to go west, Ellery?
Another 10 yards. 9, 10.
But the killer's trail keeps going, son. To here. Toss that yardstick over.
A catch.
Another yard. Exactly. Again, he went 11 yards instead of 10. Funny. Wait.
What is it, Dad?
Ellery, come here.
Nicky, stand on this spot, the end of the 10 yards west, so we don't lose it.
X marks the spot. Oh, does it?
What, Dad?
Look here.
Somebody dug here, then filled up the hole.
He found it, son. That map we've been following must be wrong.
Darn it. Well, sure it must be wrong. After all, he had the original.
Gallus must have deliberately falsified the figures on the map he sent you, Ellery.
I doubt it. Maybe the killer didn't find the diamond. Maybe he was wrong and we're right.
There's only one way to find out, son.
Uh-huh. Mickey, hand me that shovel.
When you strike water, Ellery, let me know.
No sign of anything yet, son.
Not yet, Dad. What? Wait. Here it is.
The diamond?
No. Metal box. Pretty well chewed up, too. Dad, give me a hand up.
Here, son.
Just a rusty old box.
No, I think it's so eaten away it'll give without much trouble.
It's diamond.
Holy smoke, son.
Is that real, Ellery?
It's real, Nicky.
So the killer knocked off old Gallus for nothing. Dug in the wrong place.
Yes. Well, now let's go back to the house and finish this off. And there you have our mystery for tonight. Nicky, would you please introduce our very lovely and charming guest armchair detective for our listeners?
Certainly, Ellery. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Miss Peggy Lee, the popular vocalist who has made Manana and her Capitol Records album, Rendezvous with Peggy Lee, both of which have set the public humming and dancing.
Welcome, Peggy, to the armchair. Say, you know, it's too bad that we don't have a little more time. Then we could hear you sing one of the songs from that Rendezvous with Peggy Lee album.
Which you did in cooperation with your husband, Dave Barber.
Well, Ellery, right now I'm too nervous to sing anything. I've never been a detective before, and this case tonight has me missing a downbeat, if you know what I mean.
I'm afraid you're just jesting, Peggy. Anyway, what about our case? Tell me, have you figured out who hanged Mark Gallows?
Well, I couldn't say exactly... I couldn't exactly name one person, but I think that Eve Angel had something to do with it because she knew all about his fear of dirt, and I think that she probably was the only one who could intercept the letter that was partly burned, and also that she was the only one who would know about the map, and he may have told her the wrong directions.
Just throw her off?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
That's a very interesting deduction, and thank you very much, Peggy Lee. We'll find out in just a moment if your solution is correct.
I will not be held indefinitely. I'm a subject of His Majesty. Will you stop that weeping? You give me a headache.
Oh, but he was so kind to me.
Miss Angel, if you please.
Angel, what's this nonsense about murder, Inspector Queen?
Yes, the man hanged himself.
You said so yourself, sir.
Yes, I did, didn't I, Mr. Darris? You people all throw? All right. Go ahead, son.
Unfortunately,
Gallo's murderer made a mistake. Mr. Gallo sent me a copy of that map, and by following its directions exactly, I located the spot where he'd buried the Gallo's diamond. Now, how did the killer miss it? Well, what were the directions? To go 10-something due south, and then 10-something due west. We assumed that the figure 10 referred to yards, as they did, since by going 10 yards south and then 10 yards west, we did find the diamond. Then the killer did not take the figure 10 to mean yards, or he'd have found the right spot, too. He took it to mean a different unit of measurement. Nikki, exactly how far did the killer measure?
11 yards instead of 10, each way.
He reads the figure 10 and measures off 11 yards. Now, how can that be? Only if, in the kind of measure he was using, 10 units equal 11 yards. And which unit of measurement is that? The meter.
Meter?
That's right. Meters exceed yards in exactly the proportion of 11 to 10. But that gives us our criminal.
Oh, I do not see.
Van Cleek, you're not alone.
How does that give you your criminal, Mr. Crean?
It tells me, Mr. Das, that the killer of Gallows thinks in terms not of yards, but of meters. Could that be Miss Angel?
Me?
No, it couldn't. Miss Angel is an American, and we use yards, not meters.
So do we in Britain, Mr. Queen.
That's quite true, Mr. Duff Brown. And so do the Hindus, especially one as anglicized as Mr. Reginald Das.
Fortunately for me, sir.
But almost all of continental Europe uses the metric system, including, of course, the Dutch.
Ellery!
Stop it, Van Cleek! Stop it!
You have the advantage of me, Mynheer Inspector.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the solution to our mystery. Thank you, Peggy Lee, for serving as our guest armchair detective this evening. As mementos of the occasion, I have for you a copy of my latest mystery anthology, The Queen's Awards, 1947, and a subscription to Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine. This is Ellery Queen saying goodnight till next week.
The Adventures of Ellery Queen on Tuned to Yesterday from May 6th, 1948 on ABC, at that time part of their Thursday night schedule at 7:30. You're listening to An Hour of Mystery on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now it's time for Mr. and Mrs. North with The Case of the Filed Skate from January 3rd, 1950 on CBS.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Alice Frost and Joseph Curtin. To most New Yorkers, ice is a frozen liquid usually found in the form of cubes. However, there are still some people who enjoy skating on it. And when Pam and Jerry are in the mood for some winter exercise, they drop in at a neighborhood ice palace and indulge in this magnificent outdoor sport indoors.
Look out now, Jerry. Give me some room.
Darling, are you still trying to make a figure eight?
Oh, no, dear. I'm not up to eight yet. I've just reached four.
No wonder you keep falling down. A four is impossible.
Well, I don't see why it should be. Just make a straight line like this. And then you cross the other foot over, and maybe I should have made two twos instead. Oh, well. Everybody takes a fall once in a while.
Not that girl over there. She really knows how to figure skate.
Well, I wish you'd stop looking at her figure.
Huh?
Besides, she's a professional.
You mean she gives lessons?
Now, Jerry, if you're thinking of taking lessons from that...
Well, I really ought to brush up on my skating, Pam. I'm getting off. Hey, watch it. She's coming this way.
Well, I wish you wouldn't try those stunts around us. The first thing you know...
Oh, my God! Look out!
See? She fell down.
Well, that was a bad spill, Pam. She's all shaken up.
Jerry, where are you going?
Now, don't get excited, dear. I just want to see if she's all right. Can I help you, miss?
Oh, Sandra,
I'm not sure I can get up.
Oh, what happened? Are you hurt?
All right, there we are.
No. No, I don't think so. It's just my ankle. It seemed to go out from under me.
It wasn't your ankle, miss. It was your skate. Look, you've broken the blade.
Well, it's a good thing I wasn't trying a jump, or I might have had a nasty... That's funny.
What?
The blade of my skate, it doesn't seem to be broken. It looks as if it's been filed.
Say, you're right. It has been filed.
Why do you suppose anybody would do a thing like that? Unless somebody wanted you to have an accident.
Somebody did.
What do you mean?
Well, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. I've had these so-called accidents ever since I came to work here.
Accidents?
Yes. Almost every night something new happens. First it was the short circuit in my dressing room. And then a loose board on the back stairs. And a gas stove that was left on the equipment room without any flame. And Saturday, a chandelier fell.
Well, you ought to complain to the management.
What good would that do? The manager's the one who's responsible for all this.
Well, if I were you, I'd go to the police and have the manager arrested.
Oh, no. I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Because the manager is my father. Really, Mrs. North, I don't know how you're going to speak to my father in front of me. It's going to be awfully embarrassing.
Well, you don't have to go in with us, Miss Russo. We'll go in his office alone.
Oh, all right. I'll wait for you in my dressing room.
Good.
We'll be there in a few minutes. Mr. Russo.
Send you in?
Who?
Marcella, my stepdaughter.
Oh, she's your stepdaughter.
So what difference does that make? Daughter's stepdaughter is my step, not yours. What you want of me?
Well, for Pete's sake, what are you so jumpy about, Mr. Russo?
If you have daughter like Marcella, you be jumpy too. That girl have changed completely overnight.
In what way?
In every way. Since she come here to work for me, she like Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll. Every night she tried to kill me.
Huh?
First with loose board downstairs, then with chandelier. She even tried to gas fix it.
With a stove?
Oh, she tell you about that.
She told us you were trying to kill her, Mr. Russo.
How I can kill her? Marcella killed me first.
Just a minute, Mr. Russo. Maybe somebody's trying to kill both of you.
What for the reason is? They have never done somebody wrong.
Just the same, it's a distinct...
What's the matter, Jerry?
As I said, Mr. Russo, there's a distinct possibility that someone's out to kill you both, and that someone may...
Oh!
Well, Marcella, come right in. You can hear much better inside.
Oh, I wasn't really listening, Mr. North. I just wondered if you were still talking.
Well, come in anyway. Mrs. North and I were just leaving.
Leaving? Where are we going?
We're going down the hall to a public phone, dear. I'd like to speak to Bill Wiegand about this.
Wiegand? Who is?
Oh, just a friend of ours, Mr. Russo. We'll be back in a little while. Come along, Jerry.
After you, Donnie.
Hey, Pam, look out! Look out, what was that?
A knife aimed straight at your head. I saw the blade flash just before it hit this door.
Oh, my goodness. It just missed me by an inch.
Are you all right, Mrs. North?
Oh, I guess so. Only this gives the case an entirely different complexion.
How do you mean?
Well, the murderer isn't trying to kill you or your daughter, Mr. Russo. He's trying to kill me.
I'm calling from a public phone booth at the rink. And you better not waste any time getting down here. Pam was almost killed. Wait a second, Bill. Pam's rapping on the window. What is it, dear?
Quick, Jerry. Tell Bill to come right over and hang up.
What?
Somebody just sneaked into Marcella's dressing room. We've got to see who it is.
Well, Bill, I'll see you when you get here. I've got to run now. So long.
Hurry, Alex. It might be the man who threw that knife at me.
And I certainly don't want to hurry. Which way is Marcella's dressing room?
Maybe setting up another one of those accidents.
Don't worry, he won't get the chance. Looking for something, mister?
Oh. Who are you?
We are Mr. and Mrs. North. Who are you?
I'm just a friend of Miss Russo's.
Oh, is that why you were searching through a thing?
If you don't mind, I'd rather not answer any questions at this time. I've found what I'm looking for, and I'm leaving. I'll stand aside.
I will when I
stand
find...
Stand aside, I said.
Maybe you better, Jerry. He's got a gun.
And I knew how to use one before either of you were born. Now sit down here and stay in this room until I'm well out of sight. Go on, sit down.
Okay, okay.
And stay down. Because if you try to follow me, I'll drop you like a sack of meal.
Quite a talker, that bird.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't try anything foolish, dear. He meant every word he said.
What if he did? We can't just sit here and let him get away with murder. I'm going after him.
Jerry, stay where you are.
Don't go to pieces, darling. I'm just going to open the door.
Did you get your head shot off?
Not if you keep your voice down. Just want to see if he's gone.
Is he?
No. He's right out here in the hall.
In the hall?
Yes. He's lying on the floor with a knife in his chest.
Near him.
I'm not touching anything, dear. I just want to see what he's got in his hand.
What is it?
Some sort of a locket with a string on it. The string seems to be broken.
Careful, somebody's coming down the hall.
Quick, get back in the dressing room so we won't be seen.
Don't push
me. You must be heard, Edith. Sounds like a man.
What's he doing?
Stop to look at the body.
Good heavens. It can't be.
It can't be what?
Who said that? Where are you?
Right over here. Man, a friend of yours?
Why, no. I mean, he's not a friend exactly, but I do know him. At least I did. He is dead, isn't he?
Yes, I'm afraid he is.
Oh, how awful. I won't be able to eat for a week.
Oh, let's not talk about eating at a time like this.
You're so right. I never should have mentioned it in the presence of the dead, but my stomach is such a mess, I can't stop thinking about it. I'd be a happy man if I didn't have a stomach.
Well, if you don't mind, let's change the subject.
Oh, of course, of course. My name is Chadwick. Arthur Chadwick. I'm a theatrical agent.
And this gentleman on the floor, do you know his name?
Oh, indeed. I didn't realize you hadn't been introduced. May I present Mr. Gallagher? Mr. Roy Gallagher.
You say that as if we ought to know him.
Well, you should. He was a very wealthy man, had scads and scads of money, one or two gold mines, I believe, in Alaska.
You weren't meeting him here by any chance?
Oh, no. I was just as surprised to see him here as I was to see him dead.
And what are you doing here?
Why, I came to see Miss Rousseau about an engagement in an ice show. I believe I have a job for her out of town.
And you haven't any idea who killed Mr. Gallagher?
Oh, heavens, no. Well, you don't think I did it, do you? Well, the sight of blood makes me curdle. Oh, dear, I'm going to have to do something about my stomach. It's beginning to twitter again.
Well, I don't think you're going to... Jerry, what was that?
That was a scream, and if I'm not mistaken, it came from down there in Mr. Russo's office.
Oh, no, I couldn't bear another murder tonight. Not now.
You won't have to bear it. Just wait here till we get back, Mr. Chadwick. Come on, Pam.
Do you think it's safe to leave him there with Mr. Gallagher's body, Jerry?
If I'm not, we've got to find out what happened.
We'll find out, dear. Go ahead, open the door.
Give me a chance, will you? Marcella, what's wrong?
Father must have had
some enemies, Miss Gallagher. His scrapbook is just filled with pictures of people he knew.
Well, most of those pictures were taken when he was a young man. Up in Alaska, they're just sourdoughs and grubstakers and fur trappers.
And you don't know any of them?
No, I've never been in Alaska. My mother and I lived here until she died. And for a good many years, I thought my father was dead, too. Until he struck it rich and came back to New York.
When was that?
It's about 4 years ago. When I was trying to get a job on the stage.
Oh, yes. There's a clipping about it in the scrapbook. Actress reunited with millionaire father after 20 years separation.
No, please. Don't read that now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
It's all right. It's just that I can't help thinking about losing him when it was only a few years ago that I found him.
Miss Gallagher, I don't think there's any need to keep you here any longer tonight. Suppose you come with me and I'll put you in a cab.
All right. I guess I haven't been much use to you, Lieutenant.
On the contrary, Miss Gallagher, you've been a great help.
Poor girl, I can just imagine how she feels.
I know. The way she was dragged down here and then having to identify... Jerry, look.
What is it, dear?
This picture in the scrapbook. Isn't that... man's face look familiar to you?
Huh?
Oh, without the beard, I mean.
Oh.
This man with his arm on Mr. Gallagher's shoulder. Cover up his beard, and what have you got?
Practically nothing. That beard's all over his face.
Oh, for goodness sake, Jerry. Don't you know who this is? Mr. Russo.
Marcella's father?
Yes. He must have been in Alaska with Mr. Gallagher. Don't you see? He's dressed like a fur trapper.
Oh, what are you getting so excited about?
Because this puts a new light on the case. If Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Russo knew each other... Mr. Russo might have had a reason for killing him.
What sort of reason?
Come on, Jerry. That's what we'll have to find out.
Are you sure this is Mr. Russo's apartment, then?
Well, the elevator man said 5B, and the name's right here on the door. Oh, hello, Marcella. Is your father home?
Yes. What's wrong?
Who said anything was wrong? We just like to speak to him, that's all.
Well, you can't come in now. My father's asleep.
Who is he, Marcella?
Oh, he's asleep, is he?
Well, I thought he was. He wasn't feeling well when we came home, so I put him right to bed.
With his clothes off?
What?
Well, I can see him standing right there in the living room, and he's fully dressed. Why are you lying to us, Marcella? What's happened?
Nothing. I just wish you hadn't come here.
Why not?
Marcella, you not tell me who he is.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Russo.
Hey, Mr. North. You be pretty late time to call on somebody, no?
We had a late idea, Mr. Russo. May we come in?
No good to come in now. Marcel and me have to go out.
At this time of night? Where are you going?
Marcel have new job in Ice Shore at West, and we make plan to go there.
Well, before you go, you'd better tell us how well you knew Mr. Gallagher.
What you talk about? I never hear of him.
Then what's your picture doing in his scrapbook?
What picture?
The one of you in a beard. It was taken in Alaska.
Now I know you crazy. I never have beard, and I never be in Alaska.
Now look, Mr. Russo, if you'd rather we call the police and have them ask you these questions...
No. Please. Do not call the police. Just go away from here and leave us alone. We'd be killed if you don't.
Killed?
Not so loud. Please. He may be watching. He may hear us. Oh.
Mr. Chadwick.
The theatrical agent?
Yes. He just left here a few minutes ago, and he threatened to kill us if we talked to anyone about the murder.
He gave us 2 hours to get out of town and to get Marcella a job in California to make sure we leave tonight.
Well, you better not leave. Chadwick's probably trying to frame you.
No, please. Go away and let us get ready. We're supposed to meet him in his office in 20 minutes.
20 minutes, huh? Quick, get on the telephone and call Lieutenant Weigand. Tell him to come right up here.
Wait a minute. Where are you be going?
We're going to keep your appointment with Mr. Chadwick.
I don't understand it, Jerry.
Hmm?
The door was open and all the lights are on, but nobody's in the office.
Well, maybe Mr. Chadwick stepped out for a minute.
Either that or he's setting a trap for us.
How could he know we're here? He's expecting the Russos.
Well, I don't like it. No matter which way it is.
Don't be silly, dear. This is a good chance for us to have a look around.
Jerry, what are you doing?
Looking around. Go through those files, Pam. If Miss Gallagher was an actress, he may have some sort of record of...
What is it? Did you find something?
I'll say I found something. The locket that was stolen from Mr. Gallagher's hand.
But Chadwick is the one who took it. I wonder why.
We'll find the answer to that when...
When what, Mr. North?
Oh, Jerry, here's Mr. Chadwick.
Mr. Chadwick in a loaded gun, Mrs. North. What are you two doing here?
Why, we were waiting for you, Mr. Chadwick.
Yes. We knew you were a theatrical agent, and we came to see you about a job. We do an act in vaudeville.
Oh, really? And what is the nature of your act?
The nature? Oh, we're acrobats.
Is that so? Well, suppose you do a few back somersaults for me.
Here? In this little tiny office?
Oh, why not? Move the desk back. There's plenty of room.
Oh, but we don't do that sort of thing.
No? Well, what sort of acrobatics do you do?
Well, we have a high wire act. I balance a chair on one leg, and she sits on my head and spins plates.
I'm just a cheesecake, Mr. Chadwick.
And you expect me to believe all this, of course.
Well, of course.
Then what are you two doing with that locket in your hand? Why did you open my drawer and fish it out, eh?
Well, I...
Don't bother to explain, Mr. North. I have an act, too, you know. A sharpshooting act. And it goes like this.
Hey, what are you doing?
Giving this office the proper look. You see, I'm afraid you know too much. I've got to make it look like you were ransacking this place when I shot you.
Shot? Did you say shot?
I did, Mrs. North. The law allows a man to protect his property against marauders. And in the darkness, I couldn't see who you were.
Oh, what darkness?
Don't worry about it, Mrs. North. When I turn off the lights, you'll both be dead.
Mr. Chadwick, you wouldn't dare go through with this.
Wouldn't I? I have a great deal at stake, Mrs. North.
But you don't seem to understand.
Be quiet. There's no need to prolong this agony. The sooner we... Why did you come here?
Miss Gallagher.
So you're the connection we've been looking for.
I told you to be quiet. Now keep your mouth shut.
For heaven's sake, Arthur, put that gun down. Don't you know these people are working with the police?
I know very well what they're doing. They found the locket that I stole from your father's hand. Your locket, Faye.
What?
You were in such a hurry to get away, you forgot the one piece of evidence that would send you to the chair. The locket that your father pulled off your neck when you stabbed him.
Oh, no. I didn't stab him, Arthur, and I wasn't wearing a locket.
You weren't wearing it?
No.
Well, then, you didn't kill him. And I thought...
Oh, never mind what you thought. You've got to let these people go.
That's quite right, Miss Gallagher.
Bill!
Drop that gun, Mr. Chadwick, and drop it fast.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Russo, you can come in with your daughter now. There won't be any fireworks.
For which I am much obliged. There is one thing I hate about fire. It is the worst.
Father, please let someone else do the talking.
No, Marcella, your father's the one who has to talk. He holds the key to all this. What key? I am just simple fur trapper with big heart and little brain. I don't want anything from anybody.
Well, then why did you deny that you knew Mr. Gallagher? Well, why did you deny being the bearded man in that picture we found in his scrapbook?
Because I am simple fur trapper. And Mr. Chadwick told me to keep my trap shut.
Go on.
Well? I know Gallagher for a long time. We're very good friends. But when I come back from Alaska, I think him die. That is why I am adopting his daughter.
Mr. Gallagher's daughter? Marcella is Mr. Gallagher's daughter?
That is right.
Then who are you, Miss Gallagher?
She's a very bad actress named Faye Revere.
Arthur, no.
Well, you are, my dear. I never would have cast you for the part if you weren't the right age and general description.
General description of what?
The daughter Mr. Gallagher was looking for. He advertised for her in the papers, and I sent Faye to answer the advertisement.
Must you tell them everything, Arthur?
Well, what difference does it make, dear? The cat's out of the bag. We can't collect the inheritance now.
Oh, I see. You and Miss Revere had a deal to split Mr. Gallagher's fortune.
And when you found out that Marcella and her father were in town, you tried to kill them both with those phony accidents.
That was Arthur's idea. He thought Mr. Gallagher was on Marcella's trail.
And he was. He went to a dressing room tonight.
So you killed him?
Oh, don't be absurd. I haven't the stomach to stab a man. Besides, it's obvious now who did stab him.
Who?
The man or woman who had the most to gain by Mr. Gallagher's death. Marcella or Mr. Russo.
You lying snake. I never kill my friend. I don't even know he is alive.
And you, Marcella, is this your locket?
Yes, but I wasn't wearing it. Mr. Gallagher must have taken it from my dressing room.
Then why was the string broken? If Mr. Gallagher didn't rip it from your throat, the string would have been whole.
Oh, but the string was whole, Faye.
it was?
When Mr. Gallagher took it from Marcella's dressing room, it was whole. You're the one who broke the string.
Are you crazy?
No. You must have broken it, or you couldn't have known that it was broken. You see, the locket has no string on it now, and the only time you could have seen it was when you killed him and broke the string to put the blame on Marcella.
You can't prove that.
Oh, I don't have to. Marcella's neck proves it.
Why, of course, if that string had been ripped from her neck, it would have left a mark, and there isn't any mark.
Exactly. You killed Mr. Gallagher because you were afraid he'd discover his real daughter and ruin your chance to inherit his millions. With Mr. Gallagher out of the way, you had nothing to fear.
Nothing but the law, Pam. Come on, Faye. It's getting late.
I did it, Jerry. I did it.
What, dear?
A figure eight. Now that Marcella's been giving me lessons, I can practically count up to 100.
Oh, good for you, darling.
Now, watch this, dear. I'm going to try a pirouette.
Ah, careful, Pam. That's not so easy.
Oh, I can do it.
Say, you've come a long way since that first night we were here.
Well, I've been practicing, darling. But I won't be happy until I've mastered a jump turn.
How's that go?
Like this. Woo!
Pam, you did it!
Isn't it wonderful, Jerry? Now I'm going to put on my skates and try it on the ice.
Mr. and Mrs. North has come to you through the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. The voice of information and education.
Mr. and Mrs. North, on Tuned to Yesterday, from January 3rd, 1950, a CBS radio broadcast. And that wraps up this hour of mystery on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden age. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levanier. Thanks for listening.